day, Father, we're seeing you through access of spirits.
Amen.
We bless God, you meet and access your dominion.
Amen.
This week we come to 36. You meet and dominion, the heart of Genesis.
Amen.
How about we first read the Genesis 126 together.
Amen.
In day one.
Amen.
822.
Amen.
822.
Amen. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth,
and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. This week's image has two major points. In the first point, it tells us what is the heart of the Genesis. That is the image and dominion.
Amen.
Right? In the second point, it shows that this heart of Genesis, how it develops in the New Testament. So first we come to the first point. The book of Genesis begins and ends with image and dominion. And we see the subject of Genesis is that its main bearing is the image of God and exercising His dominion.
Amen.
Over all things. In Genesis 26, God created man with His image and gave His dominion to the newly created man. That's because He wants to express Himself through the created one.
Amen.
And exercise His dominion.
Amen.
God's intention in giving man dominion was for man to access God's authority, to deal with the enemy, to recover the earth, and to bring in the kingdom of God. Dominion and the kingdom are synonymous. So, the subject of Genesis is image and dominion, and this is also the subject why we exist today.
Right.
And this is also the reason why we are created. God has concerning us in that we would allow Him to work in us in the way of life in such a way that increasingly we can express Him and exercise His dominion. And at the conclusion part of Genesis, we see that in the life of Jacob, he was transformed by God and renewed by God, that in him we saw the expression of God. While in the life of Joseph, we see the authority, God's authority in Joseph. And Joseph's life was totally a life under God's restrictions. The kingdom to be brought in through Joseph.
Amen.
And the brother said in the written materials of this message, he said that Joseph's living under God's restriction is one of the most important requirements of one who can represent God. Such one realizes that he himself has no authority, and he himself is under God's authority. But when Joseph was enthroned, he doesn't have the feeling, oh, now I'm in authority. He rejected himself. He lived a self-denied life. He doesn't have his self-emotions, he doesn't have his self-ambitions, and he doesn't have his self-enjoyment. When he was enthroned, everything he has is for God and for God's people. And today we need to live such a life, such a self-divine life, and we need a life under God's restrictions. Amen.
Amen.
Then in the second part, we see that but what is the heart of Genesis? That is the image and the dominion was developed all through the New Testament. We see that in the first chapter of Genesis, we see the image and dominion. But in the second chapter of Genesis, we have the tree of life. That means we need a new life. We need another life in addition to our human life. We can't bear God's image and access His dominion with merely our human life. We need another life. We should take this life as tree of life.
Amen.
That's why we come here to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Then, in the New Testament, the new man the first new man that fulfills God's image and dominion was Cain, that is our Lord Jesus. He came as our Redeemer, and He shed His blood for our redemption. And through His resurrection, He became all inclusive love-giving spirit, and regenerated us in the spirit. And we receive His life. But this life in us still needs to grow. We need to enjoy Him. We need to live our normal Christian life in the following books of the New Testament to see how this life should grow, should express God and access His dominion. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then in the following book of the New Testament, we also see that this image and the dominion was expressed in a corporate way, not in a single person. It was in a corporate way. It needs to be expressed cooperatively. That means we are the members of the body of Christ. We can't express God's image and access His dominion separately. We live in a body. We are in the body of Christ. So, only in the body of Christ, His image and His dominion can be expressed and can be exercised by us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in the last book of the New Testament, that is the Revelation, Amen. We see that the consummation of the image and the dominion. That's the New Jerusalem in eternity is the consummation of image and dominion. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, this week comes a lot of wonderful enjoyment. So,
Amen.
Now we're open to your service. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I think this week is the conclusion actually that our crystallization study of Genesis. But actually, we go back to the very basic, very beginning. You know, from the beginning, at the beginning of the Bible, God revealed to us the creation of man has a purpose that we can have His image and we can have His dominion. And you see actually, just as our brother shared, this purpose was seen throughout the whole Bible. And the end of the book of Genesis, we see a person, and actually two persons, but is the two persons actually one person of two aspects. Now, one, Jacob is revealed as in his maturity, he has the expression or image of God. And his son, Joseph, stands for his God's reigning aspect. You see in Genesis chapter 37 to the end, it's actually this, the biography of these two persons. And in when they went to Egypt, and you don't see, you see this person seems just like a normal person, right? Just like you and me. But they have the expression, the image of God. So when Jacob stands before Pharaoh, he is the one who blessed Pharaoh. No, only according the principle Bible, as also according the principle you and I should know, only the greater one can bless the lesser one. And Jacob looked like a very normal old person, but he blessed Pharaoh, who is the king of Egypt. At that time, Egypt is so rich, it's a rich, abundant country, and the Pharaoh is the king. But this normal, old person can bless Pharaoh. And you see, today, I think there's an implication to us. We Christian, we don't look any difference from other people, right? But the creation of us has a purpose. We can really bless others. What is the definition of blessing? Is to give God to others. And not only we can express God, we can also exercise the dominions for God. And you see Joseph, at the end he become the highest person in Egypt, only second to Pharaoh in position. Okay. And he distributes food for the whole of earth. Everyone basically need to listen to him. And this is a type of the Millennial Kingdom. You know, at that time, everyone was submit to our Lord, with Jesus Christ. And today, we need to exercise to live a living that we can express his image, we can have his authority, and the way to exercise his authority is we ourselves need to be the one submit to him in our daily life, day by day. So I think this actually is the most basic truth in the Bible, but this basic truth needs to be applied in our daily living. And for young people, I believe it's not new to you, right? Any meeting, any training, any summer school or tools, we learn about this God's image and his dominion. So if you have anything, you know, in your experience, you experience this God's expression or God's dominion, you can also share. Amen.
Of course, I'm very enjoyed. They concern the poor, that Christ is the image of God and the presence of his glory, and the gospel of Christ, the gospel of his glory, that illuminates and sends forth. And through the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the shining reality of Christ, who is the embodiment and expression of the Son of God, is the treasure within us. And I just say amen for this treasure within us. The illumination, the shining, the embodiment, and the expression. For it is that God intends that the believers in Christ conform to the image of the firstborn Son, and that they reign in life. And in day four, today's reading says, to be saved in life causes us to reign as kings. A justified person to reign because he has a divine life,
amen.
A kingly life with which to reign. Without the kingly life, no one can reign. When we were redeemed by Christ, given up our sins, and washed by the blood of Christ, we were justified. In addition, we were regenerated with a divine, spiritual, heavenly, kingly, and royal life.
Amen.
Thus, we are now able to reign in life with King. Today, there is need for all the believers who have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness to practice the life restriction and limitation in the divine life. Since we are regenerated with a divine, spiritual, heavenly, kingly, and royal life to reign as King. For if by the strength of the one reign through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we are the ones who receive that life, that abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. So we are able to reign in life by contacting the Lord each day and
enjoying him. Amen. I also really enjoyed the story of Joseph. He was one who reigned in life.
Okay.
And, when Joseph was young, he received a dream from God that Joseph had 12 brothers. Yeah. 11 brothers. And then he dreamed there were 12 sheaves of wheat, and wheat that symbolized life because wheat grows from the ground. And then he dreamed that his sheaf rose up and the other 11 bowed down to him. And his brothers thought it was like really annoying that he told them the dream, because they were like, oh, you think we're all going to bow down to you? But then it symbolizes that we should all have a revelation from God that when we were created, God gave us his dominion, so we're meant to reign in life. And Joseph's life was not easy, because when he went to Egypt, well, first was sold into slavery, then he was wrongly accused and he was thrown into jail. But we see that through it all, Joseph was able to reign over his emotion, and he wasn't like pitying himself. So he was able to reign over himself. And then, same with us today, like, even though, like, life can be really hard, but if we, every day we pray that the Lord will reveal to us his heavenly vision that we're meant to reign with his dominion.
Amen.
And then, we're meant to reign over our emotion, over, like, what we want, and that was Joseph's destiny, and it's also our destiny.
Amen.
I hope that all of us can see something today, because we don't have that many people. I hope that we are not killing time. Here we are enjoying the Lord together.
Amen.
you know, each week he talks about Indian Macedonia. Well, I'm actually in a new cycle of reading the Bible. So last week I started reading Genesis again. And I was like very excited, you know, 7 days of creation. Do you still remember day one? What did God create? What was day one? Day one was life, right? What was day two? Heaven, you know, some people say heaven, some people say atmosphere or sky, right? And what are day is there created on day three? Dry land, right? Plants. What about day four? Sun and moon and stars, right? And what about day five? Sea and the flying creatures, right? What about day six? And also, basically, all the animals you see, dog, cat, right? What about day seven? Yeah, very good. So when I read this, you know, Genesis chapter 1 again, I say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But then, you know, this week, the messages reminded us that, yes, God created everything, but we should not forget that He created us with a purpose.
Amen.
Right? You know, according to His image. I remember when it was a few years ago, I made it to the Liberty Science Museum. How many of you went there before? Okay. And you pay attention to all the exhibition, right?
Yes.
Okay. There is one room that talks about evolution of human beings. Well, because I majored in sociology, so I never paid attention to that, you know, because I actually personally don't have any problem with that. That does not bother me. So when Megan was, looking, I was sitting there and resting, and, I look at those monkeys, you know, those pictures, and then suddenly Megan asked me, "Mom, are we from monkey?" And then I said, "Oh, this is a real problem." And then I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "No way." And I said, "I don't think so either." And then, you know, I think probably 6 months later or 1 year later, we brought her to Bronx Zoo. How many of you have been to Bronx Zoo? It's very big, right?
Yes.
And then, there is a section that is called gorilla monkey or whatever, and that was close to the end of the tour. So we actually got there at 4:25, and actually you would not be able to get in. It is, you know, like 4:30, so we actually, you know, made our way in. But then Megan was so upset because she did not want to look at those monkeys at all. So, you know, we actually just stand there for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and that's it. And I said, why do you not want to look at them? You know, they are so cute, you know. Monkeys, dogs, cats, they are so cute. But then, you know, think about it. Actually, I do think that there is a reason why, modern age, we don't want to believe that we are created by God. Because we want to be independent, because we want freedom. If we can say that this is not true, then we are free, right? We can do whatever we want. Forget about God's image. Forget about God's purpose. Forget about the meaning. I don't even know what that could mean, right? So if we don't believe that, actually our whole faith, whole belief, he's gone, right? But then I think I'm here, I really want to remind us, or want to say, may the Lord have mercy on us. We didn't see this, that we are created according to the image of the highest one. We are not little creatures. You know, some people say that we are full of lust because we are just like animals. No, we are not like animals. We are created by God with a purpose, and with a specific purpose. And that is for dominion. And when you think about dominion, I don't know how many of you are playing sports at school. Can you raise your hand? Some of you, right? Field hockey, soccer, cross country, right? Samuel plays cross country. Do you listen to your coach? He has authority, right? He or she has authority. He or she has power, right? What if you are on the field? Who will have the power? The captain, right? So, to some extent, the captains are representatives of the coach. So, but remember this: if you want to be a captain, it's not like, you know, I can just come and I just say I want to take the lead. Actually, you need to be trained. We need to be trained in order to be a captain, right? So then here on day two, I was very touched, or if you want to look at the outline, day four, it says that, I will just read it to you. All the believers who have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of the righteousness need to practice the resistance and limitation of the divine life. Actually, you know, our Christian life, I have to say that, a lot of times we are restricted and we are limited. To some extent, that's the suffering. The students should be thinking about Joseph. Joseph was in his prison for how long, do you remember? How many years? A long, long time. I believe that he spent his 20s in jail. But then, you know, I remember there was one message he said that because Joseph was so important, because Joseph was chosen by the Lord, so his years in the jail cannot be shortened. And we may think that, oh, this is not fair. Why does God do this? But then, you know, after 10 years, 20 years, after you grow up, you will see that actually God has his purpose. God has, you know, because Joseph in this way, he was trained so that he can reign in life, so that he can have dominion over the whole Egypt, right? So I hope that we all have this this willingness to be trained by the Lord,
amen.
To be trained by God, so that one day we can reign in life with him. Thank you.
Your young people is preparing for you your stuff. I want to share a few things.
Amen.
I heard something this morning. Someone mentioned that not necessary to that event, but there's a word it called suffering. When we are preaching gospel to other people, a lot of people will tell us that, oh no, you know what? I really want to believe this God, but no, believe this God and I cannot gamble anymore. I cannot go to Atlantic City. Alright? I cannot go to party. You go to college, you kiss. Oh, I cannot go to bar. I cannot go to party. Sometimes they will tell you, sometimes they don't. And some people in my age, you say, oh, you know what? There's so much money in the world. I didn't earn enough. Right? Everyone got scared of because they suffered. But if you are in the church long enough, you even don't have to worry about it. Well, I know our church is much tougher than the other one. Oh, don't go to movies. Don't watch this. Don't watch that. Let me tell you, when God comes to you, you are just dropping. There's no suffering. You don't feel that thing. Yes, in my life, I would think, man, if I'm not a Christian, oh, a lot of things I cannot bear. Okay? I do a lot of things. Are you kidding me? Right? I used to love singing songs, right? I always think that, man, I cannot be an engineer, I should be a singer or dancer, right? I can make so much money, I retired already, and so many people worship me, following me, right? I can dress nicely. A lot of time I was thinking this way, believe me. But I don't sing all those kinds of songs anymore. If you ask me why, I don't know. I was in China and people who report to me, you know, they want to go to KTV. Of course, they expect me to pay, right? They enjoy that. I go to their place. So I go with them. I sit there. I don't feel a thing. They are so enjoyed. So there's involvement into all those, like, now the movie star singers. I don't feel a thing. Do I really feel suffering? No, not really. So I want to respond to that suffering, that word, because I think I met a few people, they're against the Lord. Not against, they won't accept the Lord because they think they are going to suffer a lot of things, which they enjoy. Okay?
Amen.
I think that's his thing. And these few weeks I want to share with you, maybe it's not proper to share in this way, but you, most people know that's me, alright? We talk about Jacob, Joseph. To be honest with you, I don't all these Jewish people, what are to do with me? Right? You have your life, I have my life. Just don't bother me. Don't keep to tell me, oh, Joseph, this and that, this and that, this and that. Today we're suffering, we talk about that Joseph is in the jail. Right? This guy is amazing. Even in the jail, he becomes like a manager of jail. Right? He manages everything. Some people he was born as leader. Some people was born as follower. My son is not here, so I can say that. He is not like my daughter. My daughter, she's just like me. That's it. My son is always follow someone, always hiding on the corner, doesn't want to talk. And our church brought him to talk. So he doesn't want to come anymore. So something is we have to be careful, not when we preach the gospel to people. Alright? We have to look into the certain things. Now, when we preach the gospel in here, finally I understand that yesterday, the gospel of the kingdom is programmed so that rebellious, a sinner, might be saved. When you preach gospel, you say, you are rebellious. You are a sinner. Who is going to listen to this? But in God's eye, I have to say that in God's eye, if we don't believe God, we are lack of His glory. Mm-hmm. Alright? That is in God's eye. But focus on the next one. It's proclaimed. So they might be saved. And so they can save. They should be qualified and equipped into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So finally, I understand what is the gospel of the kingdom. Now, I have a lot of things when I talk to people. Right? A lot of times, because if I even don't understand what is the meaning of this gospel, I know it's a good news. But this good news will bring us to, take us to where? Right? And this, I share a little bit more. This week, talk about image and the dominion. I don't know how you guys, both of you is young people. You may not have that feeling like you go to a certain age. Right? You walk on the hallway, all those people ask their grandson, granddaughter, call you grandpa. That feeling is really bad. Right? But you guys don't have to worry about it. I don't like it. Now this is in me. It's not that good. Do I look like a Christian in front of a lot of people? I don't care about what people think about me, but I ask myself, in front of them, do I look like a Christian? Sometimes. Most of the time, maybe not. Right? Dominion, to have a control. I even cannot control my wife. And how can I control the earth? But this is all the promise of God. God says that, and God's word will be done. And there's so many things I want to share in here, but not really share, just want to read through who we is Lord. Alright? I just go through maybe just three of them. This is my son, the beloved, in whom I have found my delight.
Amen.
Right? And also that this all in the Matthew. This is a voice out of the crowd saying, this is my son, the beloved, in whom I have found my delight. Hear him. And there's a loud voice in the heavens saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. This is the one that we believe. This is the one who brings us all this salvation. Amen.
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 Oh, let me share another, just one more minute. And in Genesis 1:28, and the God bless man, man is us, right? So God said to man, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, blah, 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 a lot of good words. And what is blessing? So you can have fruitful, you have a lot of children. Right? In this day, if you talk to Mary, the sister, they will say, oh, one or two kids is enough. But God says, be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
Is this be fruitful and multiply? Is that just God's blessing? It is God's blessing. But there's something else God bless us. For example, actually, I copy a few of them. Because those whom he foreknew, he has predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son.
Amen.
That he might be the first born among many brothers.
Amen.
This is great blessing, right? And there's so many things, we can pick up from the verse. Is God really blessing us? Such as God gave us eternal life, and that his life is in his son. This is all blessing.
Amen.
Actually, I want to stress Sister King's points that we need a restriction today. This message not only shows us the purpose of God's creation, but also shows us the way, the key. The way is to live a life that under God's restriction. And the key is to the practice self-denial. Actually, as a graduate student, I cannot imagine if I don't have limitations and restrictions, where I should be and where should I go. Actually, when I turn back, all of these restrictions are protections to me. And I want to say to you and I say to myself, dear my younger brothers and sisters, in the school you may face a lot of temptations. Because the world is full of temptation and he's trying to separate us from the God. So we need to live ourselves in our life. We need a restriction. At school, when your classmates or your friends want you to attend a party or attend the KTV or attend you want our younger brothers to the bar. At that time, we need restrictions. We need self-denial. We should come to the Lord. We should reject such temptations. I remember our brother told me that every morning we should pray to the Lord, Lord, keep me from temptation today. Save me from the temptations. We need the Lord's protection. But on our side, we still need to practice self-denial with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm eager to know about that. Even Susan, if you already shared about this, you can share about communion. Brother.
So I kind of regret not being able to do more preparation for the meeting because I had a really busy week at school that week, and I didn't actually get to see the Google Doc until like the day of. So I really regret that. But I think the gospel meeting really helped me get closer to God, because during that entire week, school had been so busy, and I asked both my friends if they could come, and I asked a bunch of people. I think I asked like 4 or 5, and none of them could make it. And it just got me really discouraged. So I kind of went there, you know, kind of sad, not really ready for the meeting. But once I really got into the meeting, and I got to meet all those gospel friends and how eager they were to get to know the Lord, I was really encouraged by them. And I think that this is a great opportunity that we have, because, you know, we are one body, and we just need to come together so that more and more people can get to know God. I really enjoyed that.
Amen.
I like the four hymns we sing from eating is very enjoyable. We had a lot of explanations of what we meant, and like, I really was really into it, and I was really happy afterwards. So I really enjoyed the discussion.
I enjoy the meeting because, like, we sang hymns, and, like, there's only one new person who came. So then, like, you don't receive the Lord right away, so, like, I can only hope I can see what's happening in him, and, like, one day he'll receive the Lord, so, like, okay. Amen. Because the faith are there, the spirit is there, and the pictures are there.
Read something that I enjoy. God's creation of man in Genesis 1 is a picture of the new man in God's new creation. This means that the old creation is a figure, a type of the new creation. In God's old creation, the central character is man. It is the same in God's new creation. Therefore, in both the old creation and the new creation, man is the center. Eventually, the church as a new man is a man in God's intention. God wanted a man, and in the old creation, he created a figure, a type, not the real man. The real man is a man Christ created on the cross through his all-inclusive death. This man is called the new man. The old man did not fulfill God's dual purpose, however. The new man in God's new creation does fulfill the twofold purpose of expressing God and dealing with God's enemy. The old man was created outwardly according to the image of God, but without God's life and nature, whereas the new man was created inwardly according to God himself and with God's life and nature. In the life of Jesus, righteousness and holiness of the reality were continually manifested. It was in the righteousness and holiness of the reality, which is God, who realized and expressed, that the new man was created. Amen.
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 Like there weren't gonna be because like they only did the guy asked a whole bunch of people but they couldn't make it either. So I was a little like unsure of how it would turn out. But like when we started like making the food and everything, it was really enjoyable because everyone was just so happy and the atmosphere was really good. And there was a lot of like Chinese speaking people that came over to our meeting, so yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Upon the strong center of government divine, God reigns and with his purpose brings everything in line. God's headship and his lordship he only can maintain in his king within his kingdom over everything to reign.
Amen.
By reigning in his kingdom, God worships all his will. And under his dominion, his purpose does fulfill. It is only in God's kingdom, his blessing we may know. It is from his throne almighty, the stream of life that flows. Submitted to God's ruling, all virtues thus will win. rebellion to deception is but the root of sin. The evil aim of Satan is strong. Our aim and goal is ever his rules to fully know. Within God's sovereign kingdom, if Christ is magnified, when Christ in life is reigning, the Father's glorified. When God is in dominion, all things are truly blessed. When Christ, for God, is reigning, God's glory is expressed. In the fullness of the season, God Christ will have a voice. Then all who own his reigning and worship his grace and his mouth. Such reigns in life and glory, the church even now will be until his rule submitting unto the kingdom of peace.
Amen.
I think God's image and dominion seems on one hand so basic, on the other hand so high, right? We, such a small human being, how can we have God's image and God's dominion? But the way is not really that difficult. The only thing we need to take care of. We're not trying to, you know, we walk on the street and we see our classmate or our coworker, and we try to be God's expression. We're trying to, you know, exercise dominion. Actually, God's image and his dominion all come from his life. So how much we grow in life, we will have this expression. We will have this dominion. And what we need to take care of actually is we need to learn to how to rely on him, moment by moment. Whenever we have a joint union with him, we will have some kind of image, some kind of expression of God. We have some kind of dominion or authority of God. So young people and every one of us, we just need to learn moment by moment everything. We just trying to ask, you know, our Lord inside. Now, Christ is in us, and this life actually is our hope. Now, eventually, the Lord will express to us, but how it could be expressed to us? We need to live a living that we, by moment, we rely on Him. So, we just pray, and every time we call, in the morning when we wake up, we try to speak to him, right? And we do everything, learn to do it with him. You know, you see Jacob, when he was born, you know what kind of person he was. He was the planter, right? He do everything for himself. But at the end of his life, he is one with Lord, one with Jehovah God. So whatever he said, it stay through God. So when he blessed his 12 sons, you know, it become prophecy, right? What he says actually God want to say. So we want to reach this maturity. It takes time, but we need to exercise, practice. Every day we're just trying to turn to Lord and do everything in him. I feel we don't need to be discouraged on one hand, but we don't need to puff ourselves on the other hand. This is just a daily living we need to take care of. But if we are not one with the Lord, whatever we do is actually self-expression. Now, I don't remember which day he talked about this, you know, self-expression. We are created for express God, but if we are not one with God, we are actually express ourselves, and we try to rule, you know,
others, not according to God. I remember when I was a high schooler, there's a very popular, I was not saved at that time, there's a very popular song, that song is called Everybody Want to Rule the World. I don't know if you ever heard this song. Everybody Want to Rule the World, because, you know, everybody wants to express himself and or herself, and everybody wants to rule the world. But when we have this life, God's life in us, we will express God and rule by God. So just encourage all of us just to take care of the small things, to join to the Lord moment by moment.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, keep us running onto you each day.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, remind us that we belong to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we are willing.
Amen.
We are willing to put
ourselves.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Work in us.
Amen.
Carve yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are daily life to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, thank you that we can all overcome all the barriers.
Amen.
We are reigning to start with you.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Help us to deny ourselves. Amen. To all, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To believe with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to pray to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we are praying for your presence.
Amen.
Pray with us.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, may you help us.
His Lord growing us more and more each day.
Amen.
We want to express our flesh.
Amen.
We were created to express you.
Amen.
Accept your authority.
Amen.
Oh Lord, protect us.
Amen.
Keep us from all temptations.
Amen.
Lord, we want to live a step in our life.
Amen.
We want to live our life under the restrictions, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need you, Lord.
Right.
Yes. Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We want to live a living.
Amen.
Lord, really rely on you.
Amen.
Express you.
Amen.
Arranging you.
Amen.
You grow in us.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
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 Thank you.